Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. The title of today's episode is Be Humble. I've talked about the importance of being humble and remaining humble previously. We live in a world where so many people are so arrogant. They feel like they can look down on others. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You are no better than anyone else. So if you do not humble yourself, life will humble you. Something will happen in your life to force you to be humble. So be mindful of that. I remember I worked for a company years ago, and I was there for about 3 years, maybe longer. I believe I wrote about it in my first book. And I was in a department that was all over the place, manager, director, supervisor, they were all on different pages. So how can they run a department effectively? They couldn't. And I was fed up. I couldn't take it anymore. We would have meetings all the time. And I would be the person, I don't know if you could tell or not, but I have no problem speaking up. So it was like they would meet ahead of time and say, hey, if Q tries to talk, let's make sure that we shut her down. Let's try to change the subject, because they would always do that to me. But it didn't stop me from speaking up. And I felt bad for other people who felt like they didn't have a voice, or they felt like if they spoke up, they were going to get fired or get in trouble. I was not worried about that. No one was going to silence me. But eventually, you know, I ended up leaving because it wasn't the place for me. I was not going to be in that environment, which was toxic. So the director, she would go around and she would talk to people in a condescending manner. She would be mean. She would embarrass people. And I would just look at her sometimes and say, there is no way that this woman is happy. There is no way that she feels good about herself. And I knew that at some point something was going to happen. Something was going to happen where she was going to have to face the consequences of her actions. I didn't know it was going to happen so soon. I didn't know I was going to be able to witness it. But sometimes that's what happens in life. We do get to witness people experience their karma. It's going to come back to you. How you treat people, it will come back to you. So I remember one morning she was sitting in her office, and all the offices had glass so we could see right through it. And the lady from HR and the vice president had walked into her office. So they were talking to her, and not long after, we saw her start crying. And then not long after that, we saw her start to gather her things, and we all said, oh, she just got fired. This big, strong looking lady who was so bold to walk around and disrespect and mishandle other people. Now look at the position that she was in. So she walked out of the office and she was boohoo crying. And I just kept thinking how embarrassing that was, you know, just how humiliated she must have felt. But I also understood that she was facing the consequences of her actions. And we all got to witness it. Everyone that she was being mean to and mistreating, we all got to witness it. I don't wish bad on anyone, but I also believe in holding people accountable for what they do. And that's something that the world needs to do more of, instead of enabling behavior like that and making it seem like it's okay and giving passes and giving excuses, because nothing is okay about that. Some people can handle it more than others. That doesn't mean that they deserve it. We have to stop babying people like this and letting them think that they can continue to treat other human beings poorly. It's not right. So when you see it, make sure that you speak up. Even if people try to shut you down, keep speaking up. So I just wanted to share that, and people need to use things like that as a lesson, as a reminder to watch the energy and watch what you say, because you will regret it later and you will have to face those consequences of the things that you say and the things that you do. So that was one of the best decisions of my life, was leaving an environment that was not good for me. I would still receive phone calls from people who stayed there, you know, that they would tell me all the things that were still going on. But when you know something is not right, you know it's not for you, you may not 100% know what you're going to do next, but you know for sure that you have to get out of that environment. And that's what I did. And I had to have faith, and I had to trust God, and I know myself. I know that I was humble. I am humble. I know I'm confident. I know I'm determined. I know I'm resilient. And I knew that I would be okay. And I had no regrets about it. So I just wanted to share that again to remind everyone to be humble and the importance of remaining humble. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I'm wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.